Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 31st of July. The Fruit of Chastening. The fellowship of Christ's travail is painful. As Paul observed, now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. This can be a time of weeping that endures as though through the night. However, joy comes in the morning. This joy belongs to what is made new, which has been brought forth in our life and understanding. The word of the messengers, which is a light to our path, reminds us that travail and restoration are to be a daily and lifelong reality for us. We note in this regard the words of Isaiah, who declared, "The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, return, come back." Each morning we are awakened to hear the word of Christ by the Spirit, knowing that the next morning will be followed by an evening that involves travail. This is our expectation as those who have taken Christ's yoke upon us. The rest that we receive as we remain yoked to Christ marks the end of anxiety and of other emotions of sin that arise when we live according to the flesh. Rest belongs only to those who are properly yoked to Christ. This yoke is the headship of Christ. The Lord is calling every man to be yoked to Him. He is calling every woman to be yoked to Him. If we are being yoked to Christ in the order of headship, we will be properly yoked to each other in our marriage, in our family, and as a household to other households. We will be finding rest for our soul as we show forth the virtues of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvellous light. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, Psalm 30, verse 5, Isaiah chapter 21, verse 12, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. For further study, Hebrews chapter 12.